You guys are listening to the Patreon exclusive edition of Tiger Claw Radio. Thank you for supporting.
Morning, everybody. This is take two of the Patreon exclusive podcast. It's just a little sort of after party where I can have a talk with you supporters. First off, let me say thanks so much for supporting. I know I don't do nearly enough of these as much as I'd like, but I got a couple questions for you and a couple things I just want to go over. I just finished recording the Vancast for Monday for the latest TCR, so I'm kind of just chilling out, having an after party. I had some music going, and I'm sitting on the highway. So let's talk about the way Patreon content is set up. Now, I know you guys are kind of split. There's a couple of you who follow me outside of Patreon, and I make accommodations. And then there's several of you within the confines of the Patreon system. So Patreon, I started looking at other people's Patreon accounts just to see how things were set up and to see how people manage Patreon and the way content is posted. And it looks like I'm doing it differently than most people. The way I've done it up to this point, when I have Patreon exclusive content, I post it on Patreon. Or when something's going to go up early, special for the patrons, I put it up there. And that's really all. The rest of my normal content just goes through the normal channels. I put my YouTube stuff up on YouTube. I put my podcast stuff on Podomatic. And that's really how it goes. Most people who run a Patreon account, they set their Patreons up like a single one-stop shop feed, where the Patreon exclusive content is behind the paywall, but all the regular stuff is posted there too. You know, your normal YouTube videos, normal open to the public podcasts, all that stuff. I mean, Patreon is set up with controls so that you can have early release things. You know, they stay behind the paywall for a couple of days, and then when the release date hits, they open up for everybody. So my question to you supporters is, how do you want me to set up my Patreon? Do you want me to keep doing it the way I have been doing it, where the only stuff to go up is the exclusive stuff, or do you want me to change it to this one-stop shop format and make sure everything gets posted there? Either way is fine for me. It's like I have no problem going through the extra effort to get everything posted. But I don't want to do that if it's going to come across as spam, where it's like, come on, I don't need emails telling me Talking Nintendo is up. I see that every day, or I see that every week in my YouTube feed, and I always skip it. So let me know how you want me to handle that. And unless I hear anything, I'm just going to keep doing it the way I have been doing it. Also, there's something else that I came across in my archives that I wanted to post up for you Patreon viewers. There is an episode of like the original Tiger Claw TV run when I used to animate with a little face, and I wrote essays, and I put a lot more effort into a single YouTube video than I do these days. That series in general is pretty well received. You may remember that I had a 13 episode run on Retroware TV back in 2010, 2011. And there was one particular episode for the game Spy vs. Spy that I took down many years ago because of the way YouTube's early content ID system worked. I got a message at the time, I think this was like 2012 or 2013, I was like, "This we've recognized this has copyrighted content, we're not going to do anything for now, but as the policy changes, this might be affected." Once I got that message, I immediately took the video down because I was worried about anything bad happening to my YouTube channel, right? It's my old YouTube channel. I've had it forever. I don't want any issues. And at the time, Blip TV was still up and running, so I posted it on Blip TV, and it was like, okay, that's fine. You can still watch this video, but you have to surf into my channel or surf into wherever to find it on Blip TV. And that was fine for a year or so, and then Blip TV went down. And ever since Blip TV went down, this video has just been extinct. You can't find it online. And I was proud of it. I liked Spy vs. Spy, and I had some clips of Spy vs. Spy cartoons. And I felt like it was one of my stronger videos from my original series. So, in order to keep the video from going extinct, what I'm going to do is post it exclusive for the Patreon subscribers. That way it'll be unlisted on YouTube. And the copyright ID system isn't going to come out of the woodwork and just beat me up. So if you're a Patreon subscriber, watch out for that. And again, I wish I could give you guys more perks than I do. A little exclusive podcast every month or so. And then a little of this here, a little of that there, a little early access. And there you go. So thanks for being a supporter. I want to play some tunes here. I mean, whenever I do these Patreon exclusive podcasts, I'm not bound by the same rules as I am on YouTube. There's no content ID system that's going to come out and bite me. So I'm allowed to revert back to what I call the James Brown era of podcasting. You know, back when I used to, before I posted on YouTube, when I wasn't, you know, I could just play whatever I wanted. So there was a lot of Wilson Pickett, a lot of James Brown, a lot of old rhythm and blues stuff. And that's kind of what I want to do here. Now, what exactly is going to be on the docket for today's trial, I'm not sure, but stick with me. You're listening to Tiger Claw Radio.
Thanks again for supporting Tiger Claw Radio. We're going to play a track from the Four Tops called Something About You. Oh, yeah.